This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Drops it off to Vooch, he'll dunk it down. Daddy Vooch!
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
Throws up ahead to Isaac, and look at the tomahawk from the Seminole. Oh, Chief Osceola's smiling somewhere.
Now here's your host, Jake Chapman.
And welcome into Magic Drive Time, Wednesday, October 16th. I'm your host, Jake Chapman. Dennis Newman, the voice of the Orlando Magic, joins me now. And of course, as always, we are presented by International Diamond Center. Five down, one more for the Magic here in this preseason 19-20. It'll be the Miami Heat tomorrow night at Amway Center, then a couple days off. And then we do it for real. Opening night next Wednesday, the 23rd, as the Cleveland Cavaliers head in to the Amway Center. And D-Man, let's just go through the preseason here a little bit. Obviously started out on a good note. A lot of good defense in the first three games, forcing 20-plus turnovers. And then you had kind of a rough weekend at AC with Boston and Philly in. Did it seem to you like Boston and Philadelphia, it was just that next level of competition and the Magic are going to have to step that up? Or did the Magic get away from some of the things they did in the first three games?
I think it was a combination of both. Yeah. I think those are two good basketball teams and will be in the East this year, Boston and Philly. I think the Magic, you know, struggled a little bit. Obviously, the roster situation, you're missing some key pieces in those two
Sunday
games.
Sunday especially.
Yeah, and it's difficult for Steve to mix and match. And, you know, the game coming up against Miami tomorrow night will tell you a lot. You should have some more guys back healthy. Steve can get into his game rotations that he's looking for Cleveland in a week and kind of get a feel. You know, I never make too much, Jake, about the preseason because I've been on both ends. I've gone through a preseason where you've won five or six of eight, maybe sometimes six, seven, and start slow. I've been in preseasons where you don't play well, you start out quick. But, you know, it's all what you have, what the talent level is, and how they piece it together. I think this team is in a good position, and I think it will start well. But it's got to be better than it has been those last couple of nights. You've got to have guys healthy, and you've got to have them playing together. Steve Clifford has a way to play, and if they want to play that way, you talk to him about playing with purpose. And, well, he means it, too, and that's the way he has that way to play. And if they do that, I think they showed themselves last year, the group that was here late in the season, they can succeed.
We've talked so much about continuity, being able to build upon that that 21-9 or 22-9 finish over the last 31 games last season. How difficult is that, D-Man, to bottle that up? There's not a lot of change. I mean, you look around the league, and there is quite a bit. I think 65% of the league changed teams over the course of the summer. The Magic bring back a fair amount of what they had last year, add a little bit to it if you talk about Al-Farouq Aminu. But how difficult is it going to be, and how important is it to get off to a good start in the regular season as far as the standings go? As everybody else is figuring out their identity, the Magic might have an opportunity early on.
Yeah, first, the continuity. I think it's vitally important. And you listen to these players talk, and this is not a group. Some of these guys, Aaron Gordon, Nick Vucevic, Evan Fournier, haven't had a lot of continuity. I mean, over the years, this has been tough. They have a lot of coaches, a lot of different players revolving in and out. And now they get a feel of what it's like to come back, have virtually the same team. Well, you can see it. I mean, they're just more comfortable. The coaches, I think it's easier to coach because you've got the same group. You know what their strengths and weaknesses are. You can work on those, and you're not learning guys. So I think the continuity factor is huge, and you'll see that play out. What you said about the good start, I think really important for this Magic team, especially if you look at the schedule. November gets a little tougher. You can start out. If you look at October, there's some places where you can win and get build some wins here early. I think the Magic are going to have to do that, and it's got to start opening night. I mean, that's a big night at home against Cleveland, game you should win, and hopefully we can do that.
You look at the roster construction, and what's jumped out to me, Dennis, since I've been back, is you look around the league and there are teams. Cleveland's probably a great example. Cleveland is clearly in the midst of a rebuild. And so they're going young, 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 and they still have Tristan Thompson, a couple of veterans there. But the idea, and you know, Kevin Love, I think, not sure he'll play out the string on that contract in Cleveland. But the idea of Jeff Weltman and John Hammond bringing back Nick Vucevic, Terrence Ross, having that bedrock of essentially a playoff team, what is a playoff team, in place, and then the future also on roster 3 to 5 years from now, J.I., Markelle Fultz possibly, Mo Bamba, that being sort of the next generation. The idea of building your roster not for 3 to 5 years from now, but both for this season with some veterans, and then the idea of sooner than later, they're going to sort of hand the torch over to these young guys. That's something that it seems like a really simple and good way to build your roster, but it is kind of a unique concept. Everybody else is either we're coming or we're going, and the Magic are kind of trying to do both.
Yeah, and it's easier said than done. Yeah. I think you've got two guys that know this business, and Jeff Weltman, John Hammond, they've been around. They know what they're doing. They're making good decisions, and you're right. It looks like right now they're being able to do that. Now, you know, time will tell. We'll see how these guys develop, but you see signs here early, Mo Bamba coming along, learning the game. He's got to continue to work. He's got to listen to his coaches and do what they're asking of him and trust them. But I think the sky's the limit for this kid. Jonathan Isaac, maybe even more so. I mean, he's off to a good start here in the preseason. I think Jonathan Isaac's going to have a big step forward season this year. And then guys, I think, still have a ways to go, can get better. Aaron Gordon is going to be a better basketball player than he was last year. I think he still can get better defensively, offensively. This guy's a star if he can, you know, just grasp that talent and use it. And I think he will. You've got a lot of talent with this team. Now you got to put it all together. And again, it's a team. It's not a group of individuals. They've just got to make sure they don't play selfishly, but they play as a team. And I think this group can win and win more than they did last year.
How difficult can that be? Just the idea of guys coming in with separate agendas, a lot of young talent. And you know, you talk about Mo Bamba, a guy who, injuries aside, he's got, you know, Kem Birch is gunning for his backup center spot in those minutes. Is that a leadership thing? Does somebody need to take that mantle to make sure that everybody's on the same page? You might have a DNP CD one night, and we're going to need you a couple days later. Where does that have to come from?
Yeah, absolutely. As far as the leadership, that's a good point. And I think for this team, you know, when you really ponder it and think about it, Jake, there's not a clear leader.
Right.
And I don't know if that's good or bad, but I think somebody has to step up. And I don't think it has to be out in the media, out amongst the fans. It has to be in the locker room. Somebody has to be able to say, hey, guys, that's not the way we do it here. We're going to do it this way, and we're going to do it correctly, and lead a group of individuals. I think you can say that about any business you're in, whether, you know, you're selling newspapers, you're selling chocolate in a candy store. You know, you got to work together as a team to succeed, and you've got to have a leader to do that, usually. And I think we're going to see somebody step forward amongst this group. But I don't know, as you think of it, I don't know if there's one guy right now still that stands out as, that's our guy. That's the leader.
And it can't be Steve Clifford. You know, it has to be somebody out there between the lines, correct?
Absolutely. And Steve and his coaching staff, I think, know that. They're nurturing, trying to find those guys. But it usually comes from within. I think it's a natural process where a guy comes from within the group and leads. And that's what they're going to need.
Tell me about Cliff. Especially with Spoelstra and the Heat coming in tomorrow, I think about some of the more underrated coaches in this league. And Steve Clifford's just a guy, you ask your average NBA fan, he didn't know much about him, but you've seen a whole lot of NBA head coaches over the course of just the last couple of years, but over the course of your tenure here. What's special about Steve Clifford?
You know, the thing that stands out to me is just his honesty, and with everyone, with me, with everyone that, you know, comes in contact with him, but with his players more than anything. I mean, this guy is brutally honest to them and tells them the truth. And you know, Jake, over the years, I've seen, I think players appreciate that. They know when they're being conned, and they know when they're being steered a direction that, you know, probably isn't the best for them to go. But he's honest and is brutally honest, I think, with where they're at in their game, what they need to do for this team right now to win. And again, I think this group of players really respects who he is. And boy, you know, you go around the league, people know who Steve Clifford is and what kind of basketball coach he is. I talked to a lot of guys with a lot of different teams. There's a lot of respect for what he is right now in the NBA, and what, just his seventh year as a head coach in the NBA? So he's come along.
One of those guys who gives Steve Clifford a whole lot of credit is Kemba Walker. And I think about the idea of Markelle Fultz trying to sort of reclaim his career here under the tutelage of Steve Clifford. What have you seen from Markelle so far? What have you seen as far as Cliff goes that's kind of bringing Markelle along? Because it does feel, you take it for granted, but just getting Markelle out there for the San Antonio game, that check that first box, having him back out there for the Detroit game, getting through the preseason and just not having questions about whether or not he's going to be available, those are all wins. And so it feels like we're on the right track. You certainly see the flashes of the player he could be, but what have you seen from Markelle so far, and how do you think that relationship between he and Cliff has been?
Well, I think the big factor between those two right now is trust.
Yep.
You can see Markelle Fultz trusts Steve Clifford. He trusts that coaching staff. And give John and Jeff a lot of credit here. I mean, they've played this very carefully, shrewdly, I think, just bringing him along slowly, making sure he's healthy, helping him mentally get strong, and then bringing him back onto the floor, you know, as slowly as they did. And now, preseason, he's out there and playing. You know, the one thing is, I look at Markelle, Jake, I didn't see a lot of him. I saw a little bit of him at Washington, but to see him as an NBA player, this is a strong kid, and strong mentally. I didn't know, you know, how strong he was between years, but you watch him play. He knows the game. He works hard at the game, and physically, he's a strong kid. I don't know. I think the sky's the limit for Markelle Fultz. It's how much he wants it, and if he continues to work like I've seen him work just in a couple of weeks in camp here in the preseason, I don't think we have anything to worry about with Markelle Fultz.
A team built on forcing turnovers, getting hands on balls, forcing bad shots, getting rebounds, ripping and running, and then Markelle Fultz running that break with some of those athletes on the wings with him. I mean, that's something special to think about.
Yeah, and you're seeing it get better and better as we go. And like I said, we haven't been healthy here these last couple of games, but I think as he gets more acclimated to this group of guys that he's playing with, his skill set is beyond good. This kid can really play the game. And I think as his shot improves, and he's working on that as well, but finishing around the basket right now, he's in a special, special group.
Is shooting maybe one of your main concerns, perimeter shooting, as you head into the season? What have you seen so far? Obviously, it was a rough weekend, but you talk about Boston and Philadelphia, and you talk about not having Vooch on Friday night, not having Vooch, Evan, or T. Ross on Sunday. I think you can sort of explain away some of that stuff. When the offense goes bad, what tends to be the culprit?
Yeah, I think what you said more than anything, we just haven't had the right guys in there to make shots, create opportunities for shots. I'm not really worried with this group. I mean, I don't think this is going to be a great shooting basketball team, but as you saw late last year, second half, this is a pretty good shooting team. And you've got guys, I believe, from last year to this year that should be better, that are better shooters than they showed. So I think it'll be a better shooting team. Some guys got to stand up and make the shots that they get. But I think we're going to get open looks. I think there's opportunities created offense within this group. You'll get looks. You got to make them. And I do believe this will be a good shooting team again.
What's the ceiling for Jonathan Isaac?
Wow. That's a great question because you just look at him physically, and that's the thing. You don't quite know what he's going to end up physically because it seems like he's still growing,
right,
you know, and still, you know, getting bigger. He's working hard in the weight room. I don't know. I think, you know, you think all-star, you want to put that on him, but I think this kid has the skills and certainly the mental capacity. This is a strong-minded kid. He knows who he is away from basketball, let alone I think he understands who he is in the game and who he wants to be. And I talked about Markelle working. Nobody works harder than Jonathan Isaac. He had a terrific summer. He continues to work here in the preseason. As far as gauging where he's going to be, I don't know. But all I know is I'm glad he's in an Orlando Magic uniform, and it looks like he'll be here for a while. And I think we've got good things coming from J.I.
I talked to Dave Dufour. He's an ex-basketball coach, and he's done some scouting work. And he was in San Antonio for the first preseason game. He said he watched J.I. body up LaMarcus Aldridge, didn't give up any ground. And then the very next play, DeJounte Murray's trying to get around him, and J.I.'s keeping him in front of him. And you just think about the versatility and where the league is now, switching screens and being able to guard, I mean, really 1 through 5, the guy could be something really special. And Dave said, if he plays like that all season long, he's going to be an all-defensive team member this year.
Yeah.
I mean, he's that close to being something really special on the defensive side of the ball.
No question about it. And we've seen that here in the preseason. Your friends have seen that. And, you know, I remember when we were out in San Antonio a week or two ago, Greg Popovich mentioned Jonathan Isaac. Now, he saw a lot of Jonathan, remember, in the summer with the select team. You know, and somebody I know when we did the group around Popovich right before the game asked him about Jonathan Isaac, and he just started shaking his head. All kinds of talent. You could tell, and he didn't say much, typical Popovich fashion, talking about other players, especially that aren't his, but you could tell there was a lot of appreciation for the talent and the skill set of Jonathan Isaac, and I don't think he's going to want to be playing him here in the next few years.
I wanted to ask you about this before I get you out of here. The Sixers, I watched them last night against the Detroit Pistons on NBA TV. We saw them, of course, on Sunday night at Amway Center. Is that your favorite to come out of the Eastern Conference? That team looks like it's pretty well constructed. constructed this season, doesn't it?
It sure does. I hate to say anyone is better than the Milwaukee Bucks right now, but I'll tell you, Jake, as I looked at that team here in Orlando the other night, and again, I don't put too much on preseason, but I look at talent and look at the group they have. I mean, that starting five is really an incredible set of athletes and defensive athletes. Brett Brown should have a good defensive team, and there's guys that make shots in that lineup. And then off the bench, they add some veterans. You know, Scott's a terrific shooter. I don't know. From top to bottom, I think Philadelphia has more talent than Milwaukee. They don't have Giannis, but they've got more talent. So we'll see how it plays out. There's other good teams, Boston, Toronto. But the good thing is I think the Orlando Magic, after Philadelphia and Milwaukee, I don't think they're far behind. I really don't. We'll see. But a lot of talent here as well. This is going to be a fun season, I think.
I think so, too. And, of course, you'll be on the call for every bit of fun this season. He's Dennis Newman. He'll have the call tomorrow night. The Magic and the Miami Heat, 7 o'clock tip. We'll have the pregame for you at 6:30 right here on 96.9 The Game. More Magic Drive Time when we come back.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
This is Jonathan Isaac from the Orlando Magic, celebrating big wins and the work that gets you there. For those who use disappointments, turning them into opportunities to learn, to grow, and to thrive. For those who rise every day with the sole purpose of improving on who they were yesterday. The experts at Advent Health support you for proving we all have the power to rise to any challenge. Advent Health. Feel whole.
Hey, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew a qualifying Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic Nike Swingman jersey in the color of your choice. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic team shop at Amway Center or orlandomagic.com/annual pass for more information.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you wanna do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do the do.
Advent Health and Southwest Airlines are teaming up to provide Magic fans the opportunity to catch a game on the road this season in one of three destinations: Houston, Denver, or Milwaukee. One grand prize winner will receive 2 tickets to a game in the selected city, airfare, lodging, and $200 in spending money. 5 second prize winners will receive 20,000 Southwest Airlines Rapid Rewards bonus points. For more information and to enter, visit OrlandoMagic.com/getaway. That's OrlandoMagic.com/getaway.
I'm Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding. With home values at an all-time high, smart homeowners are using RP Funding to access their home equity now more than ever. Home equity could be the best way to finance home improvements, consolidate debt, make investments, or even large purchases. But don't use your home equity to pay closing costs. Let me pay them instead. Visit rpfunding.com or call 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634.
Terms and conditions apply. See website NMLS 701-68, Equal Housing. Here comes T. Ross. The headband's on. He'll fire for three. Three in a row. Yes, sir.
Magic fans, bring your group out and experience the best Amway Center has to offer. You can play where the pros play with our Court of Dreams package, or perform pregame and let Center Court become center stage. You can also join the kids' tunnel and high-five the pros. The group experiences are endless. What are you waiting for? Call 407-89-MAGIC to take advantage of these amazing group opportunities. Special price available for groups of 10 or more.
This is Mohamed Bamba of the Orlando Magic. Stuck in traffic? Then keep your dial on Magic Drive Time.
And welcome back. It is Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. I'm your host, Jake Chapman. The Magic and the Miami Heat getting set to round up the preseason. That'll be tomorrow night at Amway Center, 7 o'clock course for the tip. Pre-game at 6:30 right here on 96.9 The Game, and then we do it for real next Wednesday, opening night presented by Advent Health, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and your Orlando Magic, 7 o'clock, of course, for the tip at Amway Center, and pregame for that one always at 6:30. Big thanks to Dennis Newman for dropping by the studios and joining me for that first segment, and I always love to hear from Dennis. He's got such great perspective just historically on this Magic team, and I think you can hear in some of the things that Dennis said, his reverence for Steve Clifford. Steve Clifford is the right guy for this group, and I think for this front office. And there's a couple reasons why. First off, what John Hammond and Jeff Weltman are trying to do is build a team with a defensive identity that is rooted in its length. And in today's NBA, the ability to switch screens defensively, the ability to throw kind of five positionless players on the floor and feel comfortable that you're not going to get mismatched to death, the ability to contest three balls and contest at the rim. We know what offenses look like in today's day and age. And so when you got guys like Aaron Gordon and Jonathan Isaac and Mo Bamba and Al-Farouq Aminu on the floor together, you can do so many different creative things defensively. And night to night, that needs to change. You can't have the same game plan every night. You can have some core fundamentals and principles on the defensive end of the ball, but you have to be able to switch and to adapt night to night, because it is a matchup-based league, and every team is built differently. So one night you might have to slow down James Harden and Russell Westbrook. The next night you got to mess with Nikola Jokic, to use some Western Conference examples. And so to have all of that different personnel, that's what Jeff Weltman and John Hammond envisioned. And then I think Steve Clifford pretty clearly is the guy to sort of drive all that home. So you love the idea of the two of them. And look, this team is building its identity. I think it started to build it at the second half of last year. You saw the defensive numbers. You saw the rebounding numbers. You saw how this team can be very, very successful in this league. And now with another year, it feels like this could be one of the best five defensive teams in the league. And I think it's going to have to be night in, night out in order to get where they want to get this year. And I bring that up because of this. First off, Steve Clifford, I think he's one of the best coaches that has been here in Orlando in a long time. And I think he's very underrated. And I think he is the right match for the roster. But as I read John Denton's piece on OrlandoMagic.com today about Al-Farouq Aminu, I started to think about the different combinations you could see with him. And as we know, some teams are going to go super small. And if you got Nick Vucevic on the floor, or even Kem Birch or Mo Bamba, you might get sized out. You might have that small ball lineup, you know, dribbling circles around you, essentially. And what John wrote today, and one of the ideas that I think is fascinating moving forward with Al-Farouq Aminu and with this Magic roster, is the idea of playing ultra small ball. And Steve Clifford has mentioned, how about Aaron Gordon, Jonathan Isaac, and Al-Farouq Aminu all on the floor at the same time? And, you know, against a big throwback center, you might have problems, but that's why you have a guy like Al-Farouq Aminu, a guy who knows how to use his body and his strength in a wise way. I mean, you think about the Draymond Greens of the world. It's not an issue with him getting back down if he's got to check a guy who's got a couple inches on him, because Draymond's built like a fire truck. And when you get to that level, when you're a smart defender like Draymond or like Al-Farouq Aminu, you use your brains, you use your smarts to make sure you're not put in those situations. So maybe it's a matter of bodying up a couple feet from the basket, not allowing that deep post position. Or maybe it's just a matter of fronting when you can and using your hands and using your intelligence to keep yourself from those situations. So I love the idea moving forward of the flexibility and versatility defensively that Steve Clifford has at his disposal. Think about, you know, if you wanted to go super small ball, Aaron Gordon, Jonathan Isaac, Al-Farouq Aminu on the floor together, And then if it's the bench bunch, how about Markelle Fultz and Michael Carter-Williams in the backcourt, right? Steve Clifford has talked about Michael Carter-Williams being his best defensive player, namely on the perimeter, but he says he's my best defensive player altogether. So I'm just dreaming of the possibilities of a lineup like that. Markelle and MCW with those arms going to the ground in the backcourt, just pestering ball handlers. And then, you know, behind him, this, you know, arms across America defense with Jonathan Isaac, Aaron Gordon, Al-Farouq Aminu. Yeah, you're a little bit small, but you have to be able to mix and match and have that those different combinations defensively. So I think the ceiling for this team on the defensive side of the ball is as high as any in the entire league. And Al-Farouq Aminu is a guy you bring in. Not only do I think he's going to help Aaron Gordon, Jonathan Isaac quite a bit, just as far as sharpening their skills defensively and figuring out how they can best use their physical gifts. But I think he's one of these guys that comes in, doesn't take away from anybody else. And on the defensive side of the ball, you can just slide him in and know that he's going to do the right things. And then offensively, you know, you just fit him in. He sets screens, he grabs rebounds, he does some of the junk work, and he's not a guy that you got to get touches for. That's going to do it for tonight's edition of Magic Drive Time. My name is Jake Chapman. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at JakeChapmanOM. Back at it tomorrow right here, 96.9 The Game.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
The Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center is the official destination for authentic Magic gear, including the latest apparel for men, women, and children. Pick up clothing and accessories for any type of fan. Purchase cool collectibles and memorabilia, or snag our latest Nike jerseys to feel like your favorite Orlando Magic players. Stop by the Team Shop at Amway Center Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or head to OrlandoMagicShop.com to get your gear now.